Good evening. I'm recording this because this is probably one of the coldest... Pardon me for a moment. As I was saying, it's probably one of the coldest nights that there is going to be up here. I live in a city. It's the third largest city in the Minnesota area called Duluth, and I'm in Minnesota where it's just freezing. I thought I would post this because these temperatures are very dangerous. They cause firemen to lose control of their hoses. Pardon me, but it's just funny to think about that. Not that they lose control over them, but just the idea that it's just crazy how people live up here. The heat is going constantly. And those poor firemen in their hoses, I'll tell you, they put up with quite a bit. Okay, I've got my composure back now. I want you to take a look at the temperature right along with me now. It's, almost 9 o'clock in the evening. I would suspect it's going to get a lot colder in 14, 15 hours. I may post another one to see how cold it really gets, but just check out this temperature.
The indoor temperature is 72.2 degrees Fahrenheit. The outdoor temperature is 17.3 degrees below zero Fahrenheit.
So it's almost 18 below right now. These temperatures, ladies and gentlemen, are brutally cold. My work has been canceled. Many businesses are canceled. Schools are canceled. And I know I'm going to sound like my dad sounded, but in my day, we weren't... what's the word that I'm looking for? Allowed to stay home if it were cold. Businesses stayed open. School stayed open. Things were a lot different. I used to go to work and... brutal temperatures like this. The metro service, you know, the buses and everything are, they may just shut down because of these temps. I have a little demonstration for you, but first, I can remember back in the 90s that the temperature was minus 35. That was my ice tray unloading ice. And if one could see, I was with one of my very good friends that we were driving home from work, and there was not only black ice, but if one could see, you could see the smoke leaving chimneys, curling and staying level with the chimneys and going back down. The smoke froze, guys. It froze. When you get to brutal temperatures like they are now, and if you could imagine 35 degrees with a minus wind chill of minus 84, if you kicked snow, like a block of snow, it would ring like a bell. And you may think I'm kidding about this, but I'm not. I'm serious. It's just crazy what we go through here in Minnesota. I was in Minneapolis at the time when I'm telling you about these temperatures. And I can remember seeing on the news that firemen down there had problems with their equipment as well. So... here we go. We're going to do one little demonstration for you, and I'm going to open the front door, the back door, and you will actually hear the glass and the hinges making sounds as the cold air comes in. And I'll hold the door pretty close to the hinges so you can actually hear this. And I'm barefoot, by the way, so it's probably a little crazy to do this, but I'm not stepping outside. The furnace is going all day long, not one break. And I know this is kind of a a long boo about the weather, but I want you guys to get the sense of what it's really like when you hear news about how cold it is here in the state of Minnesota. All right, opening door. That's the first door. Now just listen to this hinge. Shutting the door now. I haven't, God, it's cold. The door is completely frosted through. And for some reason, the dogs just want to go out, as crazy as that sounds. So I don't know if you guys heard that or not. I haven't played this back. And the dogs don't want to stay out long, that's for sure. I haven't played this back to see if, you know, you hear people saying, well, you know, you should check your booze and you'd know if you heard it or not. But we're just going to assume that you did. All right, that's for me. You guys, I have to laugh at blind drummer Darren Duff. He's talking, oh, I'm so cold here. I got to turn the heater on. It's 52 degrees, getting colder. Well, let's see. That would be about 69 degrees colder there, or here rather, than it is there. So, yeah, it's too bad for you. Anyway, guys, take care and enjoy your nice warm weather if you have it. I know out in California it's like 59 degrees at following a couple of people out there, and I hear the weather reports of 59 degrees. We'll enjoy them. It's almost 79 degree difference out there. No, 77 or whatever. Anyway, I'm not a math professor, as you can tell. I'll tell you one thing. I sure am glad I'm not firefighting. Because I sure wouldn't want my hose to freeze. See you later, everybody. Take care and stay warm.